Okay, I will go ahead and call the meeting to order. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Tucson-Pima County Historical Commission Plans Review Subcommittee meeting of Thursday, March 12th, 2026. Call to order at 1:03 p.m. And I'll go ahead and do roll call. Terry Majewski is here. Andrew Christopher?
Here.
Blake Houghton?
Here.
Joel Ireland?
Here.
And Savannah McDonald.
Here.
Great, we're all here. Mm-hmm. So we will go ahead with item two, which is review and approval of the February 26, 2026 legal action report/minutes. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Blake. I'll second.
Thank you. Is there discussion? If not, I'll go ahead and call roll to vote on that. Terry Majewski votes aye. Andrew Christopher?
Aye.
Blake Houghton?
Aye.
Joel Ireland?
Aye.
And Savannah McDonald?
Aye.
Great, thank you. It passes unanimously 5-0. Item three is summary of public comments. Desiree, did we receive any by the posted deadline?
I did not receive any. Jason, did you receive any public comment?
No, there have been no public comments received.
Great, thank you very much. Item four, historic preservation zone review cases. And we review these under UDC section 5.8/TSM 9-02.0, historic district design guidelines and revised Secretary of the Interior standards and guidelines. Case 4A is SD 0226-00023/TS-PRM-0126, etc. at 2445 North Oracle Road. And this is, Desiree is the staff contact. So would you go ahead and provide us some background on this case, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair Majewski. So this is a project at 2445 North Oracle Road, otherwise known as the Milagro on Oracle project. This particular review that we're doing today is for two proposed signs and an awning that have been designed and would be installed as part of mitigation for the approved memorandum of agreement with the State Historic Preservation Office for the adaptive reuse and new construction project at the Milagro and Oracle. These signs are not intended to be exact historical replicas or restorations, but rather evocative or commemorative reconstructions. They've been designed in collaboration and with feedback from SHPO. To honor the original historic properties at the Don Motel and the De Anza Motel with representative font, color, style, and lighting, but with language modified to more accurately reflect the current use. So we do have project sponsors here, Johanna Hernandez, the Deputy Director of Housing Community Development, as well as the Jude and Wendy from Cook Signs to present. So I've made you all co-hosts. If you want to share your screen, you're able to, or I can also kind of walk through the package. Just let me know how you would like to proceed.
That's all right. I don't have any slides to present. For those of you who were here then, or for anyone new, Milagro on Oracle was the city's first LIHTC development in over 10 years. And included both a new building and the adaptive reuse and historic preservation of the two historic motor courts. We're super proud of this project, and it's taken a while to get to this spot in terms of getting the signs ready to go up, but we think that they'll add a lot of value to the historic district and are meaningful in terms of mitigation for the project. I'll defer to Jude if he has anything he wants to add, and Desiree, you're welcome to walk through the package, and then I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Terry, do you still want me to recuse? This has nothing to do with PMM.
I don't think so, unless there's an issue that you are seeing, Desiree.
No, yeah, PMM is not the current project sponsor, so I think you can stay on.
Great, thanks.
Great, thank you.
So it probably would help to run through the pictures if you can, by the way. Let's do that. I can answer questions better that way.
Think that'd be great.
Okay. Can you see the De Anza Motel sign?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Great. So we can start here, but let me know how you would like me to scroll through.
What we've done here is just work some old postcards basically and what few photos we could have. And we're making some assumptions on color, but this seems to be accurate. The signs are going to be built out of aluminum steel posts. We're going to be doing neon on it. We've got clear bright yellow. And then we always hand letter the signs because they age more gracefully that way. We feel like we're pretty true to what the original concept was based on the photos. And I think there are some photos farther down we could look at. Now there's the Don, which is this property on the north side. Same thing. We're working from older black and white photos and making some assumptions on colors. Keep going. This shows you the placements. The Don is the one sign A, setback 20 feet. It's up inside the fenced yard. And the other one says sign A2, but it's not. It's actually probably sign B. The lower one is actually the De Anza. And it's tucked in. There's a masonry, I don't know, screen wall in there. It's going tucked in just inside the property line back there. And keep going. Let's see what we've got here. There, that makes more sense. The sign A is the Anza, is the no the Don Hotel, and the sign B is the De Anza. And that's just pinpointing location. Wait a minute, is that the awning?
Yes, this will be where the awning is at the.
Then we're doing a replica of an awning that was on the one building at the De Anza that goes over a door. And I think there's some discussion about colors on that, but again, we're working from a photo that we had. We've got it shown initially colors, just based in on the colors of what the building was redone as. But I think we're looking at the brighter colors. Is there another photo down below?
So there was a photo Wendy sent me just today, maybe or yesterday, with the revised colors. So that was a comment we got from Shippo, is kind of asking more about the colors. And so it's not in this packet, but this would be the bright. This would be red, and this would be the bright yellow. Is that correct,
What
Wendy?
appeared to be is it had a neon border top and bottom, and from what I can see in the photos, it looked like clear glass. So we're assuming that it's clear red, which is what it would typically be. Okay, well, there's a photo.
Like this.
This is the awning, and then this is what we worked from to recreate the Anza sign. And we adapted a little bit of the text on the sign to reflect that it's not a historic hotel anymore, but to reflect the period of time when the property was developed. And it's the same kind of thing we have on the Don Hotel. Okay. This is the awning is actually going. I want to point at the screen to move it. I can't do that. Right where you
Okay.
got your cursor, the little awning is going right underneath there. That shingled roof is gone. So the little awning goes there. And the sign is going right about in here for the Anza. Yeah, there we go. So that's the backup photo of that postcard of the Anza Motel. And we're trying to get the sign in as close to the same relation as we could. A little awning. And then the Holiday Motel was one of the variations that the Anza went through because you see the awning again in the background here. And it's the same basic shape, not unusual. The Anza was what it was when it got converted into the Notel Motel in 1975, I think it was when that happened. And so the Holiday Motel, I don't know if that's the date before or after, but the Anza is the one that most people could relate to. We've got more down below. And then this was the tourist, the Don Hotel, and we've rearranged the copy to have it make more sense to what we're doing with it now. But this is the photo we worked with to recreate the artwork that we're working with now. And again,
Just another one.
there's a fenced-in yard across here now. And when the contractor was there, we set it up so that there's a section of fence that's removable so we can get equipment inside to actually dig the hole and set it. But that's reasonably close to where the sign was originally, and that's pretty close to where we're putting it.
Were there other photos you wanted to look at?
I think you hit the ones that are, yeah, so that's right behind that 2425 is where the new little awning will go. That roof, that whole roof structure is gone.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Think that's about it. If anybody's got any questions, I'm happy to answer what I can for you.
Okay, thank you, Jude. Let's go ahead with questions. Who would like to start?
I can start, Terry.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, this looks really great. I have no issues with it. I was wondering, are you gonna do like any sort of interpretive signage on the site to kind of explain that these are newer signs or any of that? I don't think it's necessary. I was just wondering.
We haven't discussed it, but I like the idea. Just for the people that care enough to take a look. I mean, it could be a fairly subtle plaque that's mounted probably on the pole or nearby. Certainly look at that.
That it's not in the current plans for mitigation. And we did talk about some interpretive signage when we were putting together the MOA. And there was sort of a consensus that since it's inside of a secured property, it wouldn't make sense. Only the residents would be able to see it. And so we moved away from interpretive signage for mitigation for this.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, no other comments on my end. Thank
Great.
you.
Thank you, Andrew. Who's next?
This is Blake. I think this is a great little project. I appreciate you guys taking the time to research and get those signs as close to period accurate as you can get. I have no other questions or comments.
Good.
Great, thank you. Savannah or Joel?
I can go. I agree with my fellow commissioners. I was mostly curious what I was trying to figure out from the old photos, what other text there was on the sign, because I know you guys did like a date of when it was built. Is that right? Is that what circa, that's why you have the 1942 on there? It originally said something else, right?
Right.
Do we know?
Tourist hotel had, I think, welcome up at the top. We moved the name up and we put some of the secondary copy up in the top of the sign at the bottom. I don't have it right in front of me here, but let me go
We
if you.
basically took out language that said welcome, that said vacancy, that
Yeah.
said the type of amenities they had at the motel. We took all of that language out to try and get rid of some confusion about what is there now and what isn't. And the circa language really intended to help just be clear that it ended at some point as a motel. We have right we do this on other properties. We have had some confusion, for example, on the rehab around Amazon Motel, which still has we have not redone that sign yet. That's part of the Amazon project. But because it's happening at a later date and part of the Amazon Motel is open now, we do have some confusion with people sort of trying to swing in for a motel room. And so we really tried to create some language that helped ease a little bit of that confusion.
No, I get it. I appreciate that. That makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate how it was kind of put back where other text was to kind of stick with the theme, stick with the what was learned from that original sign. So yeah, I support the project. No more questions on my end. Thank
Great,
you.
thank you.
This is Joel Terry. I also 100%, it's great. It what wonderful work. Thank you.
Thank you.
You. Okay, and I don't have any other questions. I had a question at first about the wording on the first sign, and then I, as the, as the presentation went on and the questions came out, I'm fine now. So makes sense, having looked at a lot of these signs that you and your company have done. So well thought through. So okay, if there is no further questions or discussion, I would entertain a motion.
I can do it.
Okay.
Got it up, hold on. All right, on the matter of item 4A, SD-022-6-00026-TS-PRM-0126-00027-TC-COM dash COM, sorry, at dash 0326 dash 00316 at 2445 North Oracle Road. I move to recommend approval of the project as presented.
Thank you. Who will second?
I'll second.
It's Andrew.
Yep.
Okay, is there further discussion on the motion? Okay, if not, I'll call roll. Terry votes aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Blake,
Aye.
Joel,
Aye.
and Savannah.
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously 5-0. So, applicants, are you familiar with the next steps, or does Desiree need to review anything?
We'll probably need some help.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can follow up if you have any more specific
Okay.
questions. But basically, there's an appeal period. At the end of that appeal period, we'll provide the decision notice, and then you can continue on through the rest of the permitting process.
Okay,
Because
10
this is
days.
really
Is it 10 days, the appeal
it's
period?
14
14, okay.
days. In addition, because this is a Section 106 project, we'll need to complete that Section 106 review with the State Office of Historic Preservation and consulting parties. So we'll be in touch with you all, with Johanna as well.
Okay.
And Desiree, isn't it the case that the State Historic Preservation Office has 30 days to respond on a Section 106?
Yes, and so they've actually already responded, but they just did request a couple additional pieces of information. As I mentioned, they wanted clarification on the proposed color of the awning. So that was the main thing, and that's been provided as of today. So should be closing the loop shortly.
Very good. Thank you very much. And thank you, applicants. And it's a good project. Thank you. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thanks. Bye now. Okay, we'll move on to case 4B. And it is SD-0225-00018/TC-RES-0423-04425. And this is at 746 South Osborne Avenue, three different parcels that you can note on your agenda. Desiree, can you give us some background? And I think you had mentioned that we'll need to continue this case, but you can explain that.
Yes. So this was a case. Michael Taku was overseeing it. He's left for vacation. And so I went ahead, it was ready for review. I went ahead and put it on the agenda. I reached out to the applicant, but the applicant didn't get my notice kind of in time. So they're not actually available to present today, but they are available to present at our next meeting. So staff is requesting a continuance to the next meeting so that the applicant can be present.
Okay, so we need a motion to continue the case to, should we just say to a future meeting or to the next meeting?
You can see to the next meeting. They've
Okay,
confirmed
sounds
their
good.
availability for that one.
Great, perfect, okay.
Okay, I'll make the motion then, Terry.
Great.
The matter of item 4B SD02250001 slash TCRES 04230445 at 746 South Osborne Avenue. I move to continue the project to the next meeting.
Thank you. Who'll second?
Second, this is Joel.
Great. Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. If not, Terry votes aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
And Savannah?
Aye.
Okay. The motion to continue to the next meeting passes 5-0. Thank you. Item 4C is SD-0226-00017 slash SD-0723-00076 slash TC-RES 0825-04240 and TD dash DEV dash 0723 dash 00304. And this is at 925 North Jacobus Avenue, formerly 818 East Speedway. And the parcel number is on your agenda. So Desiree, this is another one of your cases to
Terry,
4B.
this is Joel. I believe I have to recuse myself for this.
Is that true?
Desiree, do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
So,
okay, say because he's the owner.
you have the my phone. You could just tell me when I can get back on, okay?
Yeah, I'll text you. So watch for a little bit. Check your phone, or I'll
I'll
call
have
you
my
if you don't
phone up
respond.
right in my hand.
Okay,
Okay.
sounds good. Thank you. So
Okay.
I'm going to say the Joel Ireland recused at, and I'm trying to look at the time. Do you have the time? Because wait a second, this is not working for me here.
125.
Yeah,
That's
thanks,
125.
my camera is covered up, so I gotta find it. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. So Joel is off, and we will go ahead then.
So I can give a little background. So this item, this is a request to revise a previously approved design package. So the project is at 925 North Jacobus, formerly 818 East Speedway. So this is one of the homes that was relocated as part of the Capstone project, where five historic homes in West University were relocated, and kind of the main gate area from on Speedway were relocated to a different part of West University. And so you've seen this project in the past several times before. The applicant, Capstone, has requested a few revisions to previously approved plans. And so I can briefly kind of summarize them, and then the contractor, Ross Ellenswell, is here to provide more information. But basically, the revisions would include replacing existing damaged wood siding at the north, south, and west facades with stucco to match that of the existing house. The wood siding's no longer, or it's not salvageable due to severe water damage. Stucco joints would be utilized and placed to define areas where the old stucco meets the new. Secondly, windows along the north secondary facade would be replaced, and non-original window openings would be modified. A revision to the plan for the east facade is also proposed. So instead of removing an original, or what's thought to be original, we're not, quite sure, but at least it appears to be an old door, a second entry door. The applicant proposes to keep it as it is now and repair, restore it. And then I think those are the main items. So this item was continued from the February 12th meeting. We had it on the agenda, but West University hadn't completed its review yet, so that's why we put it on this agenda. But you all haven't actually heard the presentation, so this will be your first time hearing it. So I will hand it over to Ross Valenzuela. Ross, you can share your screen if you want, or I can share my screen. Just let me know what you prefer.
Very good. Good afternoon, everyone. Ross Valenzuela with CORE. As Desiree mentioned, we are the GC assisting Capstone and Joel with the house that got relocated. Our job is to bring these houses back to life and make them usable. We are responsible for the exterior. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen to show you all what we kind of put together and what we're proposing. And after that, please let me know if questions.
Thank you.
If you could please let me know if you can see my screen.
I can see it. I'm just going to make it full screen so I can see it a little bit bigger. There we go.
Excellent. I'm going to start with the east elevation. When we were looking at this main view facing the street, it was identified that these two doors mirror and they look the same. Proposed plan was to remove this opening and make it a window. And after a few meetings on site, it was proposed to keep it and pretty much restore it so you can have pretty much two openings that look pretty consistent. So that'll be item one. I do have the previously approved drawing that I'm going to show you all. So basically, the original note was to remove the opening and replace it with a new window and do the best to match the existing. And again, after a few walks, it was proposed that it would be preferable to keep it. Desiree, do you want me to go through all the items, or do we want to ask questions after each one?
In this case, it might be good to kind of pause after each one if you would like, kind of up to you.
Is there any questions or comments with this first request on the east elevation?
Okay, hold on, I will call for questions. Go ahead. Who has questions?
I can
Nothing for
start.
me.
So
Okay, go ahead.
it's not going to be put back the way that it was. Is that the deal? I'm not sure
No,
I follow.
it's going to be exactly put back the way it was.
I can clarify a little bit. So currently, and there is, I believe there's a photograph of this. Currently
Yes.
the front facade has two entries. So on the left here, the like wider black door, that's the main entry. And then to the right of that is that the door with the blue painted sash. So that's the current condition. And so the applicant is requesting to keep it in this condition. What was approved previously at PRS and through the director's decision was to turn it into a window, that second entry door into a window. So they're basically just asking to keep it like it is now, but
Okay.
restore it, like, or repair it.
Got it. Okay. I think we were seeing the porch and the elevation, and so I didn't grasp that it was a door. It was just concealed. The bottom half was concealed. Okay. Got it. That sounds fine.
Great. Okay, and others with questions?
No questions. Nope,
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, I'll go on with the next one then.
Very good. I'm going to move next to the north elevation. This was the current condition when we did our first investigation. We found out that these openings were infilled in at a later date, non-original, and the siding itself is being rotted and rained out and it's in pretty bad shape. Our proposal here was to be consistent to the remaining of the house, provide new framing and stucco to match the other section of this same elevation, and to make it a usable bedroom, it was discussed to propose removing the two windows at the end of each wall and keep the three in the center, the way it's shown on this elevation. And it's not perfectly reflected here, but the intent will be for the header and the sill to be consistent with this window right here. And we are going to add a stucco control joint just to break out existing stucco versus site where we currently have siding, and kind of break out the new stucco, and the finish will be pretty much the same. That will be our second request on the north elevation.
Okay. Questions?
Yeah, I can go. Just one question. You're replacing those three windows, right? Because they're weird, like really thin, and they're in really bad shape. So you're gonna actually provide new windows, right?
Yes, sir. And we will do the same stucco reveal on the sill, just to pretty much match the one on the other side of this same elevation,
Okay, great.
which
Thank
is
you.
the one at the moment.
Okay, Blake or Savannah?
Is it right that this is probably not original anyways, right? This was like a porch infill?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good to me. Thank you, guys.
No questions.
Okay, thank you, Blake. All right, go ahead.
Very good. I'm going to move down to the south elevation. This is the same condition as the north elevation. We have, I copy here. No, I apologize. South elevation is just a little section that is siding in pretty bad shape, and we are proposing a control joint, and again, stucco to match the existing house. That will be there's no windows or anything related to this little section.
Hey, any questions on this little section?
Nope, looks fine.
Same.
Okay, Blake.
Yep, no questions.
Yep, I'm good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on to the west elevation. This one is, if you go north and turn to west, this is pretty much the continuation of this, which was probably a porch at one point that was infill. It's the same condition here. This is where I attach a picture of current, pretty much rotted siding with glue glass to some 1x framing. Our proposal here is to, again, where the siding stops, add a control joint on the stucco. And then I'm showing one window here, but the final proposal after our meeting with West University Board a few weeks back was to, in order to use this as a bedroom, and how close the other house is on this west side, the actual request is to not have any windows and infill with new framing and stucco to match existing. That'll be the actual request. Our reason for this was north elevation. You will still have three windows, and this will allow the client to place furniture on this west elevation wall. Plus, we're keeping these four windows. So that'll be the request for this. Again, please ignore this window as displayed right now. The formal request is to infill framing and do stucco to match existing.
So change to no window, right?
Correct.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have questions on that? Are you okay with it?
I'm good with that.
Also good.
Savannah?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Blake?
Same.
Okay. All right, go ahead and move on.
And then on this same elevation, I'm just going to move a little south. This elevation is actually having some siding that is rotted right here on top. And again, this will be the same proposal as everywhere else. We'll keep these two windows. This is a security metal door. We'll have a control joint, and it will infill with new framing and stucco to match. That's pretty much the south elevation. So this west elevation turns into this section right here, and this looked to be like a utility patio, back when that got infilled with siding as well. Our proposal will be to again keep the same openings as there currently are, same door opening with a security door, and then infill with stucco control joint, and pretty much the finish to match existing.
Okay, comments?
So the security door is there currently, and you're infilling it or you're keeping it?
We're keeping it. It's currently not there. I found it in one of the old pictures. So basically, I think I have it here somewhere in my package. Yeah. So this is kind of what it used to look like.
Okay.
And on the development package, instead of wood, this will be concrete, a concrete landing outside with concrete steps to the final grade. Again, we are going to do a security metal door with a wood door behind it and two windows. So yes,
Okay.
but
And
secure, it won't be infill, it will remain in place. And again, for my development package, I do have a concrete landing and steps out to final grade.
okay. And then so the two windows are going to be new,
Yes,
and
sir.
you'll provide a sill to match the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have an elevation of that new door that's going in, the wood door? Or are you going to try and match it to a wood door
So
on the other part?
the actual opening is there, and we'll try to match the same wood door. Yes. But the opening is currently there.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Other questions?
Yeah, so pretty much this is the opening, Andrew.
Okay,
I
got
see.
it. Yeah, I remember. Thanks.
No problem.
No
Okay.
questions for me, Terry.
Okay, thank you, Blake. Savannah.
No, I'm good.
Great. Go ahead with the next section.
And that'll be it.
Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to ask about the presentation or about the documents? Commissioners, are we okay for a motion?
I think we're good for a motion. The only conditions there would be to update the elevations to show no new window on the west elevation, and then to show sills at the new windows to match the house standard.
And maybe more detail on that west elevation with the security door and so on.
Yeah, with
Yeah. No.
a new matching wood door. Right.
Yeah. And indicate that on the plan so it's very clear about what the changes will be and what the door will look like because we're always concerned about doors.
Those are
Okay,
the
so who
same recommendations that West University made. I forgot to mention that in my kind of opening remarks, but those are essentially all the same things they said. So they were okay with that, removing that one window and that west elevation or west
Yeah.
facade. They asked for the sill and header heights to match those of the existing windows, and then the door would be a wood door with a metal security gate.
Yeah,
Yeah, thank you.
it was like a test to see if we could come to consensus on
Yeah,
our own.
it's perfect.
We
Right.
passed.
Yeah, and that's always good when great minds continually think alike in different groups. So, okay, who would like to make the motion?
I can do it, Terry. I'm typing it out right now.
Thank you. And you'll send it along afterwards.
Yeah. And can you
You're welcome.
remind me what elevation the new wood door is on? Is that on the
It's
south or
also
the,
on the west.
Also
It's
on the
on the
west.
right side.
West,
yeah, it's western elevation, southern portion, right?
Yes.
Okie doke. Let me just pull up the case number and I will go ahead with that. Okay. On the matter of item 4C, case SD02276-0001/SD07230076/TCRES0825-0424/TDDEV0723-0034 at 925 North Jacobus Avenue, formerly 818 East Speedway. I recommend approval of the project as presented with the following conditions. One, that the plans be updated to show no new window on the west elevation at the infill wall. Two, update the new window elevations to show a new sill to match the house standard and the new sill and head heights to align with existing. And three, to provide an elevation of the new wood door in the west elevation in the existing opening.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Is there discussion of the motion? Okay. If not, Terry votes aye. Blake?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Just to note, Joel absent for vote. All right. Great. So the motion passes unanimously 4-0. And Mr. Valenzuela, do you need any further information on the way forward on this that Desiree can provide you, or?
I'm good for now. And Desiree, yeah, if we can just follow up in the next few days on the final approval, that'll be fantastic.
Sounds good. Will do.
Okay, thank you very, very much. And good luck with the project. And I am texting Joel to rejoin. And if he doesn't respond right away, I will call him.
Thank you all for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Okay, so we'll just wait a second. Or maybe I should, hold on, just let me see. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call him. I'll go on mute for just a second if I can find a way to mute myself here. The screen is acting very strange for me today. I'm sorry. I reached him and he's just getting back on. So let's give him just a second.
I'm here, Terry. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. So I have Joel returning at 1:47. Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and call the next case. Item 4D is SD02600008/TC-RES-1125-005718 at 5491 East Placida del Mesquite. And the parcels on your agenda. And this is a case where the staff contact is Jason. Could you provide us some background?
Thank you, Chair. So this is a contributing non-historic single-family residence built in 2000. The property is located within the Fort Lowell HBZ, but not in the Fort Lowell Multiple Property Resource Area. The project proposes to enclose a portion of the rear porch into conditioned space. The rear porch roof will be modified in pitch and material. Height of the rear chimney and the parapet to be modified. On the east elevation, there's an existing kitchen window opening that will be altered for a door opening. And lastly, there are two new skylights to be installed on the roof over the kitchen. This went before the Fort Lowell HBZ board on February 23rd, 2026. They recommended to approve with the following conditions: that two side-by-side double-hung windows separated by a vertical mullion should be installed on the north elevation of the new dining room addition instead of the proposed sliding glass door. Condition two, windows should have stucco surrounding them with a concrete sill and exposed wood lintel to match other existing windows. Third condition, window dimensions should match the existing windows under the porch cover on the north elevation. Lastly, the northwest corner of the new addition should be stucco with at least 24 inches receding towards the new sliding glass door that will face west. There should be a minimum of 24 inches between the corner and door rough opening, which is in the Fort Lowell design guidelines. The west-facing sliding glass door should have stucco surrounding and wood lintel above to match other openings. Lee Shaw is here to present on the matter, and with that, I'll end my presentation and turn it over to him.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me here. And, you know, I got to say, I've enjoyed watching the other projects come through. Thank you, one, for your time and your care of our city's architectural character. So most of you I recognized from the last meeting, so I don't know if I need to go through everything or do I just pull up the, do I share my screen?
Yes, that would be helpful. And then we can just go over it, you know, you can go over it quickly and then we can ask questions.
Yeah.
I'll just chime in, Lee. So this group, I know because you've presented to the Fort Lowell group, PRS, or the Plans Review Subcommittee, is a new group. I don't believe you've presented the project to.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so just wanted to kind of let you know that this is the first time this group has seen it.
Sure. But I see familiar names and faces, so it's nice to see you again. Okay, so here's the site plan and here's a portion. Maybe I should enlarge this. Let's see here, 70. I'm proposing to enclose a portion of the dining room, the porch for the dining room. And looking at context photos, this is Craycroft Road. Here's the subject parcel, and you can see it's heavily vegetated. Let me enlarge this so you can get up. Well, you can't really see. There's an existing carport in here, and the kitchen window where I'm proposing to remove that window and put in a door from the kitchen to the carport is back here. It's hard to see. Here's the street context. Here's the subject parcel. And here's the neighboring parcels. This is the property across the street. This is in outside of the backyard wall, looking at the adjacent properties across the Corbett Ditch. And I'm standing on, let's see, the east side of the Corbett Ditch, looking over the ditch to the parcels. This is standing in that same area, looking back to the subject parcel. And here's where we're, this little piece right here is where we're enclosing, are proposing to enclose the porch for the dining room. Standing in that same area, looking south, I guess you would say, to the neighboring parcel, you don't see anyone there. This is looking back, I'm in the backyard looking at the covered porch, and here's where we're proposing to cover or to enclose here. And we're going to be having a, I'm proposing a pitched roof on top of this existing flat porch roof. And in order to close the ends, I'm proposing a stepped parapet. And then to make that work, I need to increase the height of the chimney so I'm 2 feet clear of anything within 10 feet. Here's a better view. Let me blow this up a little bit. Whoops, whoops, that didn't work. Sorry. Okay, so here's where I'm proposing. I mean, my whole idea was to not disturb the visual integrity of the porch. When you're here and you're out on this porch, it's just lovely to be at. And there's a neighbor across the Corbett Ditch who did something, who expanded her dining room out, and she made a little building, and it lost all the character of the porch. And so that's why I'm proposing these sliding doors, even though now, after going through a meeting, I realize it doesn't fit within the Fort Lowell Historic District. But when you're in this property, it just feels like the best solution because, one, these are dark houses, and I know the discussion that old houses are dark and all that, and not a lot of windows or openings, but you know, it's a modern home, and so you know, I'm wanting as much glass as possible to bring in as much daylight. One, this parcel's skewed to the let's see, to the northeast, I guess you would say, so this doesn't really get direct west sunlight, partially. But you know, the less wall, the better. And so, you know, obviously, I think my scheme's the best scheme for it, but I understand the sensitivities of being in a historic district. So I fully get that. With regards to materials, here's the existing stucco color and brick cap. Here's an existing window detailing with a lintel and concrete sill. Here's proposed corrugated metal roof structure over the new roof over the porch. I'm proposing this color for the new sliding doors, even though the color on the windows is this color right here. And so, you know, they could be the same if required. Let me zoom out here. There's too many things. Okay, demo. Well, I don't know if you need to see any more than the elevations, really. Like, is that. Oh, and here's where I'm proposing to fill in.
Lee, this is Jason. It would be good if you did show the elevations.
Oh, yes, I will. Here's where this is the existing carport, and here's the kitchen window. Let me just do actual size, and where I'm proposing a door to be placed in there, so there's easy access to the carport from the kitchen, and the owner has a garden on the other side of the guest house, which definitely makes it easier to get to. So let me see here. Oops, 50. Okay, here is the, at the top is the existing rendering of the north elevation. And behind it, you see a pair of French doors with transom, and then the double hung windows. And here's my proposal with the new pitched roof with corrugated rusted metal and the sliding doors that I'm proposing. Let's see here. This is under the carport. Here's the existing kitchen window and the proposed door. So that's pretty much it. But getting back to this, like, I'm wondering if I can go ahead and interject here with some thoughts and ideas about, okay, what I've found awkward with the recommendation was underneath this porch, which has its own beam, which is a lintel that 8 inches down, you would have another lintel and a double hung window. And I just think that looks funny. And I'm wondering, it's like, what if we were to move these French doors and the transom out in lieu of the sliding door, and then had 2 feet of stucco, and then return back, and then we could have sliding doors with stucco surround and a lintel at this height. I'd love to get more height in here instead of putting a small window in, or two small windows. I don't know. So I don't know if I need to say any more, or if you have comments or questions.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead with some questions now, and who would
Sure.
like to begin?
I can kick us off.
Great, thank you.
I think I do agree with the Fort Lowell recommendations for the sills and the wood lintels to kind of match the rest of the house. It's kind of funny that the house has a sliding glass door already on the master bedroom, so that got through somehow at some point. But the Fort Lowell design guys do allow for French doors, so if that's your primary concern is getting more light in there, I think you could definitely essentially keep the plan that you have and just, replace those with French doors, or in the case of the three-part one, maybe it's a single door with two, full height side lights or something that match the door on either side,
Oh,
which is,
instead of the sliding door? Okay.
I think that would all be fine. The way the Fort Lowell design guides read is that the French doors are fine as long as they aren't visible from like the street or a neighboring property.
Sure.
So we've typically taken that to mean if it's on the back or the side and you have a, it's screened by a wall of about
Yes.
six feet or something, which it looks
Yeah.
like you have,
Yeah.
that's generally fine. So
Okay.
I think we'll see what the other commissioners have to say, but I think that would be my recommendation as a sort of compromise between,
Cool.
other than that, no real questions. I think I'm good with all of this. So thank
Well,
you.
can I ask you something though on that subject? You see how tall this unit is? I'd actually love to reuse this unit. And would I have to put in a lintel below the porch beam? Just like that, could I just mimic this and bring it right out?
That's a good question, because that existing assembly doesn't really match the height of the kind of the other more standard openings, right? It's taller.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you gonna leave that porch beam exposed and just
Yes.
stucco up to the bottom of it? I think I'd be fine with that. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to leave this porch beam exposed and utilize that as the lintel expression. You know, it's like have these transoms go right up to the underside of the porch beam. And then I'd have to put in a little filler here between the door and the transom. And then I've just got a nice clean opening, and then I could have a 2 foot corner column, if you will, of stucco. And I think that's nice and clean. Then I would do the same detail going back under the porch with, like you're saying, an operable door in the middle and two fixed side lights, or French doors in the middle and two fixed side lights. I got to figure that out, but.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. I think it's a clean solution. I'm always supportive of
Cool.
reusing things if you can.
Yeah,
So,
same here. Yeah.
great.
Thank you. That's good.
Cool.
Let me ask you though, regarding the window, the actual colors on the exterior, should I match the existing?
I think you probably should. I don't know that anyone has standing to make you do that. The Fort Lowell design guidelines don't say much about color. So like that, the color that the house has is pretty typical for Fort Lowell. They want to see Like that light bluish green color is super common
Okay.
there. I think that's
Okay.
one of the only colors they really mention in their design guidelines.
Okay.
But we don't necessarily review colors as a matter of taste, more just as a matter of compatibility. So if you're
Sure.
what you're proposing with the kind of the earth tone
Yeah.
color down there, that's fine. That's compatible to me. So it's more of a question of taste for you and the
Well,
owner.
I think now that I'm trying to reuse those existing doors that are that color, I might as well match it.
Yeah, you might as well. Yep.
Yeah,
Agreed.
I think so. And
Yep.
it all looks, and you know, and I like, and I don't mean to talk too much, but I like how old buildings transform and transition over time and where they don't always match. And so I could do different, but I kind of like them all being the same, actually, I think here. So, okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And who's next with questions?
I can go, and yeah, I agree what Andrew was saying. I didn't the existing door is just a single though. It's not a French door, right? It's just this. I thought that
Well,
was two doors, but it's just one.
this right here is, let's see here. I think it's actually three doors. I think it's a single door in the middle. Let me,
Yeah, the so there's just like yeah, a single door in the middle with two side
single door
lights.
in the middle with two side lights that you can't see the other side light. Yeah.
Okay. So you would reuse that
I
as.
think we would modify this somehow to where we could reuse it. Yeah.
As the north elevation of
Well,
your.
as the north.
Okay. So it'd have the door and a side light. And then I don't think we saw an elevation of the other wall of the
Well,
enclosure, but
I had it in a building section, and so it
yeah.
wasn't an elevation, but I had the whole thing. It's like 12 feet, so I had a 12-foot sliding door. So I can break that down to make it work. 'Cause so what I gather is I need to have a 2-foot return also underneath the porch, right? Like if I have 2 feet of stucco on the north, I need to have 2 feet on the west of stucco, or is that not
Oh,
the
to
case?
match as it wraps the corner.
Yeah, do I have to do that, or can I make it bigger or less? Can I make it smaller than 2 feet? Or and I haven't drawn anything to look at it, like what's going to look best in my opinion. Maybe it's equal, you know, two
That
feet
came
and two
from
feet.
Fort Lowell
Yeah.
Historic Zone Advisory Board.
Lee, it might help if you shift this down so you could show the proposed north elevation. That might help with the discussion with this visual aid. And then your elevation is right below this as well.
Yeah. So, you know, essentially, I like the rendering. Essentially, you know, I would have 2 feet of stucco here, and then
At the top.
as a column, if you will, that rests underneath this porch beam. And what I'm propo after talking, you know, with Andrew, it's like I'm hoping I could have the say French doors with the transom above it, and then go up to the porch beam and not have another lintel. I think that looks really silly, actually, from an architect and designer point of view. And so if I could just move those, you know, these this sort of unit out, it's like I like that look a lot. And I know my client would be fine with it. So
I think it's less fussy too, but I don't, I mean, we're trying to respond to their comment to some extent, so.
I agree with you, Savannah. It looks less fussy that way. I think that's the right thing.
And you know, I think any, you know, wise, competent builder who, like, say, over time would fill this in wouldn't put a wood lintel 8 inches below. You know, it's just like, why would you do that? And so, you know, I think it's a good choice. If you guys approve, I like it. I like the look. Okay, cool. And so I then continue the same sort of rhythm going back under the porch with a door, side lights, and transom. I think that's cool. Okay.
Okay, so we're still waiting for other comments from Blake and Joel.
This is Joel. The only comment I had, I like the ideas that Savannah and Andrew discussed. No, the door to the carport seems okay to me. I don't know if anybody else has an objection to it, but that seems a perfectly fine adjustment to me, given that what we saw around, they showed pictures of the area around the house and a lot of carports, and I think it's just fine. So that's my comment on that, and my only comment. So,
Cool.
yeah, thank you, Joel. Blake?
I don't have anything new to add to this conversation, Terry. I think we've covered it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, if we finish with our questions, are we ready for a motion? And who would like to do that one?
Do you want to do it, Savannah? Or
No.
Blake?
I didn't track everything you said, Andrew, but I also I'm worried that it's like completely different from the historic advisory board, but I guess that's just up to the director, right? That is
Yeah,
correct.
Jason, can you clarify that 24-inch return deal? Is that in UDC or the design guidelines, or is that just a preference?
No, it is in the Port Lowell design guidelines.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Okay. Trying to figure out how to word it. I mean, yeah, I don't, I feel like we have different recommendations than Fort Lowell kind of frequently. But I think we're all good with doing French doors with fixed side lights in lieu of sliding glass doors, I think generally. So I
Because
think
they
that'll
were
be
proposing a window and not a door, right?
right. Yeah, just like mold windows. So I'm just gonna follow the Fort Lowell design guide. I think that's the only condition then really would be that would be it. And then to leave the existing beam exposed. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me type this out real quick.
So, Jason and Desiree, with a motion that is primarily different than the one from Fort Lowell, you all will just resolve that with the director.
That is correct.
Sorry, just getting all the
That's okay. We don't want it to be, we don't want it to
TDDEs
be.
in there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that we're totally disagreeing with Fort Lowell either. We're just making another suggestion in lieu of sliding glass doors. So,
Yeah.
hey, can I ask one more question?
We're right in the middle of a motion, so I would. Can you wait
No.
till after
Yeah.
the motion, please, and then ask?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's our deliberation period here.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All righty. On the matter of SD01260008/TCRES11250057 18 at 5491 East Placita del Mesquite, I recommend approval of the project as presented with the following conditions. One, that French doors with fixed side lights should be substituted for the proposed sliding glass doors. And two, that the existing wood beam should be left exposed if serving as the lintel to the new window and door assemblies.
Okay, and who will second that?
I'll second.
Okay, commissioners, do you have any discussion on the motion?
No.
Okay, if not, I will go ahead and call the roll. Terry votes aye. Joel?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. It passes unanimously 5-0. Now, you can go ahead and ask your question, sir, and then let us know if you have any questions about the path forward here, and Desiree can summarize that.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
After your question.
So my question is, I guess you would say on the west elevation, which is under the covered porch, can I take these French doors with fixed side lights all the way to the building wall, or do I need to build out a wall from the existing wall? I'm just wondering how wide I can make this unit. Does it need a re- Sorry.
I think if that's in, it's that's in the Fort Lowell design guidelines, and that was in their motion. So I'm not, I don't know how the director is going to decide on it, but I'd imagine that condition from Fort Lowell would apply to your decision notice. And I think that would apply to any change in plane of the building envelope, so inside and outside corners.
Okay.
I think it might help if you go to your floor plan.
Sure.
You have that dimension.
Yeah, let's check here. Whoops. Okay, so what I'm questioning is, do I need a return here against this existing wall? Or can I, say I have this, say 6 feet French doors with transom, then I have 2 feet of stucco. Then I'm assuming I need 2 feet of stucco, and then I can have the door unit, or do I still need 2 feet? Because like over here, this isn't 2 feet. And so it's like, well.
I would think you'd still need 2 feet there.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I don't know. Right. That's how I would read the requirement, but it's up to interpretation.
Okay.
So Mr. Shaw, what the whole deal with this is that the Fort Lowell Historic Zone Advisory Board presents their comments.
Yes.
We present ours, the Plans Review Subcommittee. Both sets of what we say are recommendations that are then forwarded on to Planning and Development Services Director, and they will make a decision, and they take into consideration what both sets of recommendations, but also the design guidelines for that neighborhood. And so, you know, we, again, you know, Desiree and Jason will help you with that. So, and so Desiree, just, or Jason, briefly explain what the next steps are before we finish with this case.
Sure. So after this meeting, we'll get the recommendations, and Desiree and I will discuss this. And then we will make up the motion, not the motion, the recommendation that we will give to the planning director. And then I will notify you if there needs to be any updated plans, which there will be. So then we will wait for you to give us the updated plans before we send to the planning director for final sign.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, it was the motion passed, and so Andrew will be getting us the motion, and Desiree and Jason are very good about getting the legal
Yeah.
action report to us quickly. We'll get that done,
Okay.
and good luck with your project.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and help with this. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, you can take your plans. Very good. There they go.
Let's see here.
Okay, so I guess we'll move on then to item five, which are National Register nominations. And the following items on your agenda have been forwarded to the City of Tucson for comment from Arizona SHPO office in advance of the March 27, 2026 Historic Sites Review Committee. They will be taken up at that meeting on March 27th. And 5A are some reclassifications, aka additional documentation for some properties from Sam Hughes Neighborhood Historic District. And so there's reclassification of four properties to non-contributing. So Jason is the staff contact, and I assume he will go through these quickly, and we will move on them as we did before. I think, how did we do this before? Did we do a separate motion on each item, Jason? Or if there's a group of the properties from Sam Hughes, you know, what do you prefer for the letter the information you have to send to SHPO?
Well, regarding the one that's the first one, item 5A, since there are four of them, and if everyone agrees with SHPO's recommendation, then it can be one recommendation. If there's any disagreement that they should not be reclassified, then we probably need to separate which addresses those would be and make a separate
right.
motion
okay.
to them.
That makes sense. I was, we did a lot the last time, so that's, I think these will be smoother. So if you want to just run through these.
Sure. And then if I could share a screen that everyone can see, and
please
I'll just
do.
Quickly read on. Right now I'm disabled.
This is just courtesy review.
There we go.
Right?
I'm able to share screen.
Yes, it's a courtesy review.
Okay.
But they need to know what we think, because part of the SHPO wants to have feedback from the Preservation Commission, which is us.
Yeah.
So
there's
then,
no motion,
then,
just comment.
Yeah, I think last time we didn't have a motion. We just said what we felt, that we agreed with it. You know, it was just sort of a consensus thing.
Yeah,
right?
Like a summary of our comments, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you see on your screen, the first one is 2427 East First Street, Pima. So it's classified as a contributor. And so what they're saying is that was altered with the two-story addition to the rear. And if you look closely, this is where my arrow is indicating. It's a two-story rear addition. They're saying that it does not clearly differentiate and it is not subordinate to the main structure. So in this one, they recommend that it be reclassified to non-contributing. This is the first one. The second one is at 2327 6th Street. It was originally a contributor. This too has been modified. And it says that the main body of the historic building was also altered at the time the addition was constructed. So, and you have a two-story, so you can see this little pop-out camelback coming up here. And it says the exterior of the historic home was restucked to match the addition. So it's changed from a rough texture to a smooth finish. So for these reasons, they recommend reclassification to non-contributing. The third property is at 2221 East 5th Street. And it says between 2008 and 2013, it went under several alterations. A two-story addition to a rear was placed in 2013 with a similar tower and three arched windows. They say that has substantially altered the character of the property, and recommends that be reclassified to non-contributing.
Wait, this isn't the greatest picture, though, is it?
No, it's not.
So the top, yeah. So the tree is Okay, is there a pole or an antenna? Go to, yeah, right there. Let's
That
on the
utility
right
pole?
there. Yeah, and so to the left of that, is that part of the new addition?
No, I don't
That
think so.
where you,
This is labeled as 1988. So I think it was
okay.
done after here, this 2008 image.
You can still see the
Oh.
chimney there. That's what it is. I think that's what Terry's
Yeah,
seeing.
right.
And
When I
so
looked at it before, I
it
was
was built up.
confused.
So this was a tall chimney, and there's too much bleed. I think this is the top of the parapet.
Of the new addition.
No, where my cursor is, I think this is the top of the parapet of the original structure, as this is a 1988 photo.
Right. And so then below, as 2008. I don't know about this one.
Let
If
me,
you go
you have to look at
further
the next
on.
page, Terry.
Yeah.
Next page.
Yeah,
There we
right.
go.
I just, there we go. Okay, that's why I'm confused. I
Okay.
looked at that before and I'm like,
And
what?
this is showing
Okay.
the operations bus. You have all this going on in the
Oh.
background here.
It's way
Oh, yeah.
different.
So for
Yes.
these obvious reasons, they recommend reclassification to non-contributing.
Yes.
Okay, so we're good on that. And the last one is 2025 East Fifth Street. So
That's
again,
the old
listed as
pixel.
contributor. And they're saying due to the alterations, second story you can kind of see here going on in the background, right behind the Spanish tiles.
A
And
shame.
it is not subordinate to the main structure. And again, they recommend it be
Oh.
reclassified to not contributing.
Okay. So, commissioners, are you in agreement with these? With the SHPO recommendations?
I think so. It kind of looks like the same person did them all. And from a non-preservation standpoint, I think they did actually a decent job on some of them. They're just definitely not subordinate or
Oh, here's a
not
good
def
picture.
not yeah, that's a little crazy.
You see that from the side. Yeah.
Oh my.
They're like mullet houses or whatever, where the addition is like twice the size.
Party in the back.
Yeah, this isn't affecting or threatening the district, is it? I mean, in terms of numbers of properties.
That's a good question, but I do believe that there's still a larger number of contributing properties than there are non-contributing. What if they have it on the first major?
Yeah, I wonder if these were properties that were previously in the tax credit program. But anyway, it's clear that they're now non-contributors. Do you all agree?
Think
Yes.
so. Out of curiosity, the did all these kind of come in together? Or have these kind of been building over time?
Well, we don't know when SHPO wouldn't have provided them to Jason and Desiree until they're ready for this for the HSRC agenda. So they
I see.
what they do is they do periodic reviews of, you know, people might complain or they do periodic checks of things that are in the tax credit program. You know, so they're, you know, they do hands, they do eyes on, they go down and look. And you know, typically the things that are changed up are ones that are just egregious that people have, you know, not checked with SHPO, they've just done things, or they've never had the tax credit program and they don't care. You know, and so the ones that want to opt in, let's say they were non-contributing and want to become contributing, they tend to work with SHPO more, I would say. And I don't know, Desiree, if that's your experience or Jason, but that's, I mean, in my years on HSRC, that's what I recall.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think some of these, I think SHPO has kind of been collecting them like as they come in applications related to the tax credit program, or as Terry mentioned, like, you know, just come to their attention in different ways. And then they kind of batch them together if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does. I was wondering if maybe it's like one developer going out and doing all of these and Shippo's got their number. I don't know.
Well, I think Sam Hughes is a very desirable neighborhood to live in, and people don't think about, the smaller size of the homes. They're not just mansions. They
And
need to go
it's a
some
high
other neighborhood. Yeah.
in income neighborhood, so that the tax program may not matter to a lot of those people. So.
Right. And so it's really unfortunate because, I think part of the whole thing in that neighborhood is sort of these smaller, tidy homes, but not these. It reminds me of some scary ones that I've seen in Paradise Valley and Phoenix.
It might be if we get it after the HSRC, if we get it like an updated count of contributor, non-contributor for Sam Hughes, that may be good information to share with their neighborhood association or whoever, just to give them a heads up and say, hey, remember, you need to keep 50% to keep the status for everyone. And it may just be a good reminder that that number is going down.
Yeah. And
That's
actually,
a good idea.
Desiree, didn't you and I had a call that I then put you two in touch. It was a neighbor who was concerned about some changes that were being made. But it was more, I think, in the landscaping than it was in an addition. So, I mean, there are neighbors that really care about, about the neighborhood, but it's really tough to police. You can't really police it. You can inform, right? But it's not like an HPZ.
Yeah,
So.
we have like last fall I gave a presentation. Rebecca Roop in our department, she works with all the neighborhood associations. And so I presented at one of their meetings. They're not an HPZ, but they're within a National Register district, and kind of talked about the tax credit program. And so I mean, we have done kind of educational things around that, as we have time, but Rebecca might be a good person to, for us to connect with and maybe do some reminders, some education about the National Register District program.
Yeah, and over the years, Rebecca has been, very favorable toward preservation and has run some really good projects. I can't remember exactly what they are, but in my years, sometimes the years kind of meld together. But, and I think she even got a preservation award for some of her work at one point. So that'd be good. I'm glad you're working with them as you're able. It's not like you don't have, like you can take on many new projects. So. Okay, well, let's move on to 5B then, which is San Rafael Estates Historic District, additional documentation, reclassification of a property to contributing. So we have the other direction.
All right. Thank you, Chair. And this is only one property in San Rafael. Now, this one is actually going from non-contributing to contributing. Looking at this is 6338 East Calle de San Alberto. And looking at this, they restored this front here. And let's see, did they do anything else? The stucco sheet wall was replaced by new burnt adobe. The replacement window was measured. In other examples, and the completed work and the following images has been done. So this restored front, SHPO recommends that it now flip over to being a contributor.
Let's look at that first picture, please,
Okay.
if you don't mind. I have to re refresh myself. Okay, so the main entry is still there a little bit off to the left, but they modified that chunk there.
This chunk that's kind
Right.
of has some artwork on it. So in the past, this is what it was. They restored it.
With brick.
Oh.
There's no documentation that they were sorted correctly, though, or just.
Well, I mean, SHPO wouldn't have recommended it. They're recommending that it be contributing, right?
That is correct. They recommend that the restoration of this facade meets the interior standards and should be reclassified to contribute.
They must have found some evidence or kind of original floor plans or documentation somewhere, so.
Well, I'm
Not,
looking
yeah, I
at
think so. Yeah, because, yeah.
yeah,
this.
it says in the text that they found original Burnt Adobe to replace it with.
Yeah, and that's what I was looking at too,
Yeah.
Joel. The second paragraph here, including stucco sheathing over the characteristic burnt adobe brick walls and infilling of the front window opening figure one. So it seems like they went to take out the stucco sheathing and found the brick and this window.
Yeah.
And it looks like if you go down the street to 6314, there's the same house, and you can see
I
what it
love it when
looked
they
like.
do that.
Yeah.
That
I
works.
knew this era they had to have reused and mirrored plans a few times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The
Cool.
pretty interesting.
bottom paragraph of that same page where the what page is that? Page three, they talk about how in consultation with Chabot, the property owner restored key features of the home from that example home. Yeah, mostly looks like they use that example home as their model.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that. How about the rest of you?
Yeah, I'm fine with
Yes.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. We should give the owner a gold star. We can
Yeah,
nominate
maybe
them
nominate
for the awards,
a
yeah.
preservation award, yeah, for one of
Yeah.
the individual ones for a homeowner, yeah, because it's most people don't really care, but maybe the taxes are high there in that neighborhood. So, but anyway, so okay, well, that's great. If we're any other comments on 5B? If not, we'll mosey on to item six, which is current issues for information discussion. 6A is minor reviews.
And that would be
Jason, do you
me.
have anything?
Jason,
So
okay.
right now, only one minor review has been completed. That was here in El Presidio. It was regarding a small fire damage at the rear of the lot. And currently, I have numerous minor reviews that I keep throwing at Andrew. And so I'm waiting for all these minor reviews to come back from PRS and the appropriate Historic Preservation Board members. I could run off the list of all the minor reviews are currently under process, but they have not been fully approved at this moment. Just the one I
Okay.
submitted in El Presidio.
Yeah, well, thanks for moving those along, and thank you, Andrew, for your service on that.
Yep. Jason,
Is it, is it?
I think there's only one I haven't given you feedback on yet. So I'll try and do that before the end of the week here.
Okay, sounds good. I'll look for your email.
Great, thank you. Okay, 6B appeals.
We don't have any appeals.
Okay, that's good news. I hope we don't have one upcoming on previous case. 6C zoning violations.
There's one, Jason. I don't know if you want to talk about the one in El Presidio. We are working on with the homeowner. Jason went out on site yesterday. Do you want to briefly mention that?
Okay, so this one has ongoing code violation. What was done is there was a single bay carport and it was expanded to a two bay carport. And then we discovered that also it was attached to a garage. We've determined that this garage is not contributing, but they've also done alterations to this. So I took photographs of all of this and working with the owner and the contractor to give us a new set of plans with revised elevations and setbacks.
Okay,
We are
that'll
hoping
be
to
good to
start bringing
you.
this to you, very soon for your review.
And I'm sure there are other zoning violation cases in the works, and it's just an ongoing thing, right? But this is the one that
Yeah.
is most recent.
Yeah, I would say it's the one that's gonna come to you the soonest in terms of a review.
Okay, thank you. Item 6D is review process issues. Does anyone have a review process issue they'd like to discuss?
No, I'll say The executive summaries have been great, so thank you.
I love the executive summaries.
Good. Thank you for that feedback. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to ask about case 4D if the applicant was just, it always worries me when I know that you always mention something to them about what the different reviews are, but is it because he was newer to the process and didn't understand, or it just seemed like he was, not really understanding the nature of the reviews and trying to negotiate.
I think a couple things. I think for this particular one, the Fort Lowell Advisory Board meeting, I mean, the board was had a lot of ideas, and the review took about an hour, and I think that may have, I kind of set a tone of like, this is a negotiation versus kind of he presented something, providing feedback. And so I think that kind of, kind of colored maybe his understanding of the process. So one thing I am thinking about instituting, perhaps that maybe we start with it just being optional, but is like a pre-application meeting with staff just to go over the process with people, because sometimes I think that, you know, we do have kind of a unique process. It's multi-layered and tiered. And I think that could help with maybe some just better understanding of our processes as they go through. So something I'm thinking about, I don't want to add, you know, a yet another meeting when they already have to go through multiple meetings, but maybe it could be, you know, optional at first. Let me try that out.
Well, I think that it's something that has come up a lot when other entities such as the Preservation Foundation have disagreed with, you know, with something that PRS said or the Historic Zone Advisory Boards. But I think in some cases it's really useful. And I know that you have pre-meetings with these larger projects, right? They come into your all, you have to, because they're just too massive. And you know, I think for someone that is newer to the process, I think in Fort Lowell especially, because you know, I always cringe just a tiny bit when it's a Fort Lowell case, you know, because of the difficulties and, and the unhappiness by the board. So, by their board. So I think, thank you for even considering that, because I think it would have helped him. And I don't mind people asking questions, but it's like, you know, thank goodness we have people on PRS that understand. You know, hey, they're familiar enough with the design guidelines and other things that, you know, it's not a good idea. And, you know, Andrew, you really presented that in a very, very positive fashion. Thank you. You know, so anyway, I agree with that. Anyone else on review process issues? Okay, if not, item 7 is future agenda items. Our next meeting is March 26th. So what do you have for us in general, Desiree? We'll see 4B again, 4C, 4B, 4B.
Yes, so that the 746 South Osborne will be on that agenda. There are two other cases that are ready. So one big case, the Hotel Arizona, the Hyatt building, 181 West Broadway Boulevard, will be coming to you. You saw that as a courtesy review already, but that will be going back as a formal full review. And then we have a couple of other items. We're just waiting on resubmittals, but assuming we get those, then we'll have a few additional items.
Okay, any questions from PRS members? Do you all plan on being on the meeting on the 26th?
Yes.
Yep, me too.
Okay, I will be getting hyped up for opening day at Chase Field, just FYI, because it's very close to that date. And I have amazing seats, like right behind the dugout.
Woo!
So, Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, I made the mistake of promising this to my grandsons, and there's four of them. So, yeah. So we have two groups, two groupings of four each, because I couldn't get eight together right behind the dugout. So, but anyway, it's exciting. Anyway, thanks.
That's
fine. So if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Hold on just one second. I want to exit my full screen so I can see the time. We'll adjourn at 2:43, and thanks for staying on. And I don't think we bumped up too close to your deadline, Savannah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everyone. We got through a lot today.
All right.
All right.
Good day. Have a good
Bye. Bye.